Welcome to The Skim, presented by Statter. From reality TV to social media, Hollywood to the small screen, we've got you covered.
The Skim is your go-to for a deep dive on all things pop culture, so you'll never be scratching your head when the WhatsApp is lit with gossip again.
I'm Adele Miner.
And I'm Bravin O'Neill.
And as always, before we get started, thanks to our sponsors, HeyU.
November is here, which means the return of even more Housewives on HeyU. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is already back and the ladies are getting into it already.
We've also got The Real Housewives of Miami Season 6 streaming on November 2nd and The Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8 streams on Monday the 6th of November.
Yes, if you love The Real Housewives, HeyU is the place to be, with every season and every episode streaming same day as the USA. It may be my favourite sentence to ever say, but it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, it is Britney, bitch. And it is a week to 2 weeks. When did Britney's memoir come out?
Like a week and a half ago.
So we're a week and a half out from the officially now the fastest selling book of all time.
The bombshell book. The book that is my holy Bible. If I had to go to court, I know you have to like swear on a Bible or like a book that means something to you, I guess.
That's, I thought
it would be normal
on.
People, but it is going to be Britney's Solomon and Me.
Sorry, Sally Rooney.
Sorry, Sally Rooney. Connell could not pull through. Britney was dropping bombshells.
Yeah. So obviously this episode is about celebrity memoirs and how 2022, 2023 has been like the year, in our opinion, of celebrity memoirs.
Everyone has one.
Everyone has one at the minute. The people who need to have one, thankfully. And also the people who don't need to have one.
That is an Jada Pinkett Smith. Like, yeah. We don't need it. I will read it, however, because I have a problem. I love celebrity memoirs.
We both are big fans of them. And I think we both read them whether or not we like or even know anything about the people who wrote it.
Because I feel like celebrities now, I probably wouldn't be like running out to be like, oh, I'm going to read that book of this random celebrity. But like celebrities from the 80s and 90s, their lives were insane. And I'm like, I need to read that book. I need to know how like Brooke Shields became Brooke Shields. I need to know how Demi Moore became Demi Moore. Like I love memoirs. I think they're so interesting. And like, I know a lot of people kind of write them off being like, oh, that, like, why do we need more of like an ego stroke for these celebrities? But like, I'm just nosy. And I think like if a man down the road wrote a memoir, I'd probably read it.
Yeah, I think that celebrity memoirs are having such a moment right now because it's kind of, celebrities are using it as a way to like share their truth and get their side of the story out there, maybe in opposition to like media and in the age of quote unquote fake news. And they're also kind of using it as a way to like rebuttal against one another. So you'll see one celebrity drop a book revealing, I don't know, their relationship with this person that they had and how it was toxic and they were treated horribly. And then the other person will also drop a book like a year or two later and then share their side of the story. So they're kind of using it as like weapons almost, which I love.
I love that so much. And I think a lot of the people who are writing memoirs now grew up or became famous or whatever in like the early noughties, where like Britney's a perfect example, where like it was all paparazzi. Mm-hmm. She didn't have like social media when she was like at her biggest.
Yeah.
So she couldn't share her story. And now she's like, here's what like the press were telling me. And here's what the press is telling the world about me. And here's what really happened. And like, it's really sad, because if you haven't read her book or if you don't know anything about her book, sorry, but like she obviously was going through so much like mentally when she, you know, she had her head and she had like,
yeah. And does she get into that? So I've just started the book and I'm like 80 pages in maybe. So I haven't got, I've just touched the surface. I've scratched the surface of Britney. So like, does she get into the,
yeah, like I don't, of that? She doesn't like obviously go very graphic, but she's like, I had postpartum depression.
Right. Okay.
And then I was going through a divorce on top of that. And on top of all of that, like the paparazzi would not leave her alone.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, obviously, what she kind of is like, I put my hands up and say it was bad what I did.
Yeah.
But also, people made her out to
be the
villain.
It's not really bad though. It's bad for herself. You know, she didn't hurt anyone
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's like the real difference between her and a lot of other people who hurt other people. But yeah, from what I've read of it so far, it really does feel like it's Britney who's wrote it. I'm sure she had help with it. But it does just feel like it's kind of unfiltered to an extent.
Also, like, I keep saying this, but literally every sentence is just so juicy. There's no like filler. It's literally like,
no,
this is what happened. This is like the next part of her life. There's no like faff or anything. It's quite short. I think it's like 200 and something pages. Mm-hmm. But she gets through like before she was born, like what happened, like her like circumstances with her father.
Yeah.
Coming from
yeah, and she
household.
Kind of yeah, that's what I was just about to say. So like, I have obviously haven't got like to the latter part of her life, but she does give like information on the early part of her life and her dad's, her family's early like lives, and she seems to kind of almost justify his behavior a little bit. Like, she just gives context to like, my dad is the way that he is because he suffered X, Y, and Z.
She has so much grace because if that happened to me, even though she is obviously like, you know. Not mean, but she's like, this is what happened,
not
and
mean,
I don't
want to
I don't want to have a relationship with my family right now. But like at the same time, she's like, you know, like their lives are just different from mine, and this is probably why it happened. Like, Brittany, you do not need to be nice to these people.
Well, you can tell that she's been to therapy because for her to be able to be like, oh, my dad is like this because he did that and he suffered that. That's like, that's very emotionally intelligent to be able to do that.
I think she is very. Emotion, like she's very in touch with her feelings.
She is, yeah.
She's very emotionally intelligent. Like,
and she even says that herself about how her empathy kind of like took on a whole other level.
I think like she always was meant to be a mother. And she like says later on in the book that she worked when she was in Vegas doing her Vegas residency, she like taught dance classes to kids.
Oh.
And what was Brittany doing teaching dance classes? Yeah. But I think like in another world, she would never have been famous and she would be in like Tennessee or wherever she was from teaching dance classes and she'd be so happy.
What's the name of that woman that Abby Lee Miller?
But like,
she would be on Dance Moms, but she'd be like, she'd be like the mom that she'd like cook for everyone and they'd all go to her house after dance classes and she'd like help them with their costumes and stuff.
I feel like Brittany also could sew a mean costume.
Oh, definitely. And she seems like just the most purest soul. And I'm really glad that she has been able to like share her side of things because it could have gone a very different way where she was shut off, but now finally it's like she's got her voice and making millions off it, as she should
because like she also gets into like the financial issues that she had with under the conservatorship, and she deserves to make her own money and have no one like take that money away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the other side of things, of people who share too much of the memoir, Prince Harry, I was going to say Harry Styles, but I read his memoir because I find like royal families in general quite interesting, because what do you mean you were born and you now rule, like quote unquote rule a country, and people have like the paparazzi and the media have like so much access to them.
It's
so weird. So I was like, I want to know, and they can't like speak out either, but they have to be in the public eye the whole time. It's so bizarre. So I read his memoir and I was like, this is really interesting. And then famously he was like, I got frostbite on his penis.
Yeah. So I actually haven't read the book, but I've read the book through you sending me voice notes about the book.
Do you know what? That's all you need, because it was, some of it was traumatic for me personally.
Yeah.
Harry, I appreciate that he obviously does not know what, like, how much to share and what, like, what is not appropriate to share, but like.
He was also given 20 million apparently from Penguin. For the book,
I'd so be like, I got frostbite.
I'll be talking about my frostbite as well.
I got frostbite everywhere, girls. But yeah, so I think like Britney's book is like perfect because it's what you need to know, and there are apparently like I know diehard Britney fans are like, she didn't mention this and she didn't mention that, but she has teased that a part two is coming out.
Okay,
and I would be sapped for that as well.
Yeah, I my pet peeve with celebrity memoirs is when they kind of use it as like a CV, and I love David Attenborough so very much, as everyone does. But I started reading his memoir. I don't know if he has multiple, but I started reading one anyway a couple years ago, and I gave up like 100 pages in because it was just like, and then I did this documentary and that documentary, and I'm just like, okay, cool, I'll go watch those documentaries. Like, tell me about like the relationship you have with your wife and your kids. Like, I don't know, maybe that's because I'm coming from like a female point of view. Yeah, and I'm also nosy, but like, I just don't care about your work in that much detail.
Also, the fact that people have multiple memoirs, you lived one life.
Yeah.
Like, wait until you're old enough to tell.
But that's
like,
story. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. Another one of my celebrity memoir pet peeves is when people write a celebrity memoir and they're like under the age of I would say like 35.
I would say 50. Like yeah, fully.
Maybe 50. Like yeah.
There's so much more for your life to be.
Like if you're in your 20s, I'm not reading that. I don't care.
I know that your brain like technically fully develops when you're 25. But as someone who's 27. But you haven't
lived enough. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't have anything to tell you.
I have four things to say. That's it.
Your birth.
I've counted them all. Yeah, my birth. Turning 18. Turning 25. At this podcast.
But like, I read Madison Beer's memoir because I really like Madison Beer and I just, her life is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. But at the end of it, I was like, oh no, we needed to like have more time away from these like traumatic events that happened to you. Like, her parents got divorced, which is sad. And a lot of people, that happens to a lot of people, but like what that kind of led to. And then like, she was like a victim of like a lot of like image based sexual abuse and stuff like that, which is again horrendous. And I want to read about that.
But she's still, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, you want to, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's an interesting part of her life, but she's still like in the midst of that.
That's what I was going to say. She's still like in the trenches with it. You need to have distance. Hindsight. You always have to have hindsight.
I haven't read Jane Fonda's memoir, but apparently it's very good. So I might read that. And she's obviously elderly.
An elder woman.
So like she has stuff to say.
She's earned her stripes.
But like on the same part of that, like Jeanette McCurdy wrote her memoir and she's like in her 30s, like early 30s, and it was a slip.
That was really good. I really liked that memoir, and again it just didn't bullshit either. Like it just went into like the details, and each chapter is tiny as well, so you just but it needed to be tiny because it was a lot of hard stuff to digest. I really loved her book. I read it about a year ago, I think, and I flew through it.
I think I read it in like a day, which is probably not great for mental health wise. It was a lot to take in. I do have one issue with like all memoirs when they kind of like allude to things or say something and you're like, am I supposed to pick up that like when she talked about her mother like showering her and her brothers, and I was like, am I supposed to pick up something, or are you like processing this, or
maybe it's like celebrities just assuming that you know more about them,
and I was just like,
then what you actually
I need you to like put this in black and white for me, especially when it's something like so serious like that. But I really, really liked her memoir, and I think it was like the perfect time for her to tell her story.
I think I think because of the things that she was talking about, she had just enough hindsight from it, but also wasn't too far gone from it.
Because I think
that it was still fresh and raw enough for her to be able to speak about it like vulnerably.
And also like in 20 years, would anyone care? Which is sad. But
strike while the iron is hot with the whole Nickelodeon stuff. But like Miley Cyrus had a memoir when she was 16.
Yeah.
And that obviously aged really badly.
when she was like, I've never smoked.
I'm never going to smoke. I'm never going to drink. I'm never going to do any of these things. And it kind of makes me sad because she maybe was pushed into writing it. I doubt she woke up one day and was like, Mommy, I want to write a book. Because I'd say like the people came to her and was like, write a book. We want to make money from this. But it's also kind of funny. I didn't read it, but I listened to a podcast about it. But it's kind of funny. I want her to come out with a new one now.
Yeah.
Even though she's still young. Like,
but she's lived a lot.
But she's lived a lot of, and I want her, I want her to just address everything that she said in that and to be like, note to everyone out there, public service announcement, don't release a book when you're 16. Don't write a memoir.
I know I just said you can write one memoir and be done, but I think Miley Cyrus should write one every decade.
Yeah.
Because I think she is like a different person every 10 years. Yeah. And like now, she's obviously a bit more open about like how her work schedule was with Disney. Mm-hmm. Like she'd gone through a divorce. Whatever is going on with her dad and her mom, very strange. Like she's in the midst of a feud allegedly with her sister right now. I want to know more about that, Miley. I want to know more about her family tree. I want to know it all. And I need
the Cyrus lore.
Yeah. I need a proper Dolly Parton memoir, because she wrote a memoir, but it was very like it wasn't about her life at all. It was like, and I did this nice little thing.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
No, Dolly, tell me the truth. Someone who did tell the truth, obviously, is Matthew Perry, who sadly passed away last week, I guess. Yeah, at the weekend. And he wrote his memoir, which came out on
literally exactly a year ago.
Yeah. And I love Friends. And Chandler is like my...
Yeah, you've always been a Chandler girl.
I've been a Chandler girl. I love it. As a depressed boy. So I was really excited to read his book, and but he's not, I suppose, like the nicest. He doesn't come across the nicest in it. But at the same time, first of all, he's a real person and that's whatever. Secondly, he also dealt with like quite a lot of addiction. And I think his memories, I think, is quite important because it's like, I think we villainize addiction really quickly.
Yeah.
Or we like, we either villainize it or we're like, oh, the poor person, you know, and we like martyr them. And he was like, no, this is the reality.
Yeah, his story was really interesting. It was kind of like a bit of a witch hunt when it came out. And I didn't read it because I kind of didn't want to ruin Friends. For me, I'm a huge Friends fan as well. Like everyone in the world is. Did you not read it because you didn't want to dislike Matthew?
Yeah. I was like, oh, because I had seen, you know, he said like kind of these weird things about women. And I was just like, oh.
Avoid. Yeah.
I don't want to get into that. Because like, to be honest, I love Friends, but I feel like maybe 3 years ago, I could have told you like Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow. And I was like, the men?
Not sure what their real names even are.
So then I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I just want to keep Chandler alive in my head.
Yeah.
But I also think obviously what Matthew did, and he obviously has like spoken about this in like interviews before he passed away about like helping people who had addiction issues, and that's what he wanted to be remembered for. So I think he wrote like about that in his memoir. So maybe I will go back and read it and just be like, okay.
Look. I think it just needs a little bit of distance. I think sometimes like memoirs can run the risk of you disliking the person more after you read it than when you went into it. That's only ever happened once for me, but I really like Louis Theroux and his work, and I read his, I don't know if he again has multiple memoirs or not, but I read his latest one that came out in like 2019 anyway, and I wouldn't say I disliked him after it, but I didn't, I don't look at him the same way. He kind of, I can't fully remember everything, so don't quote me on it, but he just kind of went into details about like him and his partner or his wife, and they had children together, and he kind of wasn't really there because he was busy with work, and he was just very unempathetic to like her and her struggles. And I could just see things from her point of view, but he was kind of just like, oh, and she just, you know, I was working, I was busy, why was she angry? Like, and it kind of just made me see Louis Theroux completely differently. But I mean, it's good that he was like open and honest about it, but also, yeah, sometimes you can read a book and you're just like, oh, that's left a bit of a bad taste in my mouth.
I think men I think that like we romanticize men, I suppose, and then we read men's mind and we're like, oh,
I forgot you're a man.
I actually really want to speaking of men, really want to read Julia Fox's book.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that one before. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. I love Julia Fox.
Yeah, same.
Like just simply obsessed with her. I send everyone that like new TikTok of her doing
the lie detector. Yeah.
She's like, I don't hate men.
That is a lie. She's like, me. Oh, really? So visceral.
It's like, oh, same girl, same. I don't hate men, but like also
your body says to your pulse says different. No, 100%. Have you got a favorite celebrity memoir?
I think Britney obviously is really good. I loved Pamela Anderson's book. I love Pamela Anderson. I was obsessed with her as like a little girl.
Hers came out at a good time.
Yeah,
like, age wise for her, like,
yeah, exactly. And also I think she, you know, I obviously I don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but like Pam and Tommy came out, which
it was
and she was like, no, I'm gonna write my story and tell my story, and in her own words. And she's like had written a memoir before and had written like books, kind of like they were fiction books, but like about like a young girl who like makes it in Hollywood, so kind of, you know, invoking her life. But this one was very like, this is what happened, this is the truth. And I just, again, she has so much like grace in her, like she, for the people who wronged her in her life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how these women do it. And maybe it's because they're both mothers and they have to be like, you know, they both have two boys. My sons might read this and I don't want them to be like, oh, my like granddad is awful or my like dad is awful or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, and they both seem very, I think Brittany and Pam would be great friends.
They're very similar. They're really similar people. They're both just two people that are just so like wholesome and pure. And they're just, they just seem like really, really lovely people. So maybe they should hook up and become friends. Because
I love it. That would be my, personally, like 6-year-old Brahman's dream. I was obsessed with both those women as a little girl, which, you know,
any blonde woman.
I love a blonde woman. Do you have a favourite memoir?
Yeah, I really love Lily Allen's memoir. Have you read that?
No.
It's really good. I'm not a Lily Allen fan. Like, I don't really listen to her music.
Okay.
But I just saw people talk about the book and say that it was really good. So I was like, oh, I'll read this. And love her now. Like, she's really honest in it. She speaks about, like, really dark times and dark things that she had been through. But again, she does it with such vulnerability that it just makes you like her. And also, Rod Stewart's memoir is one of my favorite. I'm a big Rod Stewart fan, so that's why I read the book. But it's so delicious. It goes into like 70s like rock and roll, and it's just like a peek behind the veil of what was going on, and there was a lot of things going on. And he does talk about, you know, he obviously has a reputation as a ladies man, if you want to put it that way, allegedly. And he does go into detail about all of like the loves of his life and how he handled situations. And again, I think it's because of his age. I think he was in his 60s maybe when he wrote it. He was just like, I was so mean to that woman and I don't know why. And I want to right now say I'm sorry to her if she ever reads this. And it's just like, I was reading it and I was like, God damn it, Rod. I don't want this to be like Louis Theroux all over again. But then he just pulls himself back and is just like, yeah, I was such an asshole in that situation and I like don't know why I did that. And then you're just like, okay, I guess self-reflection is
important.
Yeah.
And like, I think we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's important
to fess up to them. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, those two are definitely my favorites that I revisit often.
Whose memoir that hasn't been written yet would you like to read?
Would I like to read? So I said Miley Cyrus updated, yeah. Definitely. I really want to read a memoir from any member of the Don't Worry Darling cast, because I want to know what happened at Venice Film Festival. I want to know if Harry Styles spat on Chris Pugh. So yeah, Harry Styles, Chris Pugh, Chris Pine.
She's making off you.
I don't care what person it is. I just need to know what happened. Florence Pugh and Olivia Wilde.
And whoever else was in that film.
And honestly, whoever else, I don't care. Just someone give me the tea on what went down. That's all I need.
I personally would love a Stevie Nicks memoir.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, I don't know what I'd have to, like, if a genie came to me, I'd be like, please.
Yeah.
Please, I need to know. Because I mean, we all know what happened with Fleetwood Mac, but I would like...
From her point of view,
yeah,
it would be Daisy Jones and the Six, the memoir.
I'd love it. I'd love it so much. I also would love, like, a TikToker who, like, I don't really care what TikToker, but, like, in 40, 50 years to, like, explain what that's like. You know, like, what putting a video on the internet one day of you doing a little dancey-dance.
Yeah, what that does to your
and
brain.
And then you become, like, the biggest person ever, and then people hate you because of it. I think that would be really interesting. Or
I want a memoir from someone whose parents vlogs or blogs or whatever them,
yeah,
like a child blogger who is just born into these families and now suddenly is all over like YouTube or TikTok or whatever. I want to know what that did to their brains in like 50 years.
Yeah, same. I'd be sad. Like, we can be little like old women in a nursing home reading our memoirs. Delighted. Would you like a Harry Styles memoir?
Yeah, definitely. But I need more time. I'd also love a Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One,
I would be sad.
But it would
that.
Be a chunky one.
Yeah, and I want him to apologize to every single woman
ever.
Yeah.
To me personally. He needs to apologize to me.
I'd like an Angelina Jolie and a Jennifer Aniston memoir that
dual POV.
A sync up of what happened there. And I would like Brad Pitt to apologize again.
Would you like a Brad Pitt one?
No.
We don't need to hear what he has to say. I genuinely do not care
for that man. And I don't want to know what he has to say.
That's all we have time for this week. But before we go, our Hey You pick for this week is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, with new episodes every Thursday.
Housewives Garcelle Beauvais, Erica Jane, Dorit Kemsley, Crystal Kung Minkoff, Kyle Richards and Sutton Strack return for a roller coaster season full of thrilling highs and unexpected lows.
New to the season is housewife Anne-Marie Wiley, a friend of Kyle's and a force unto herself who doesn't suffer fools gladly.
In the aftermath of last season's turbulent ending, the women find themselves attempting to navigate their fractured friend group. When Dorit enlists a spiritual guru to help them find their way back, the ladies confront their issues head on and begin to mend hurt feelings.
Grappling with the demands of family life and growing businesses, however, they quickly realise all might not be what it seems in the picturesque 90210. Don't forget, you can start a free 7-day trial now over on heyu.com. They've got all the reality TV you could ever wish for in one place.